Signatures are due this Friday for November ballot measures in Washington state, but a shortage of signature gatherers has made this year's efforts especially frantic. KUOW's Amy Radel explains.
Peter McCollum is the campaign manager for Integrity Washington. His group has raised $1.8 million. Their chances for getting on the ballot in November are looking good.
We've gathered more than 250,000 signatures already, and we're confident that we're going to have around 330,000 at least.
They need 246,000 valid signatures to qualify. McCollum says his measure includes public financing for campaigns.
Initiative 1464 reforms Washington State's ethics and campaign finance laws to create greater transparency and accountability, to limit undue influence of big money in politics, and to give voters in Washington State more of a voice.
But getting the signatures has not been easy. McCollum says signature gatherers often migrate here after California's deadline is finished. But California extended its deadline this year, so the workforce showed up later.
And we did have to pay a little bit more than we anticipated for signature gathering because of the shorter timeline. But that was an adjustment that needed to be made.
Other initiative backers say meeting Friday's deadline will be a challenge. The campaign for restrictions on transgender bathroom access, called Just Want Privacy, has just 150,000 signatures and has raised $180,000. Spokeswoman Kaylee Triller-Haver says they're relying equally on paid gatherers and volunteers.
The paid effort is expensive. I mean, we could contract out at a dollar a signature, but it's not going to compete with these things that are backed by millionaires, where they're getting $4 per signature.
Initiative 1515 would repeal rules guaranteeing transgender people access to the bathrooms and locker rooms of their gender identity.
I think you'll hear a lot of transgender people say, we've been using the bathrooms and locker rooms for 10 years without incident. And I think most of us would agree that's true. Because, honestly, if somebody looks like a female and is being discreet, that's not the issue. Our initiative would just restore that status quo and allow businesses to determine their own policies.
The initiative would also require public schools to keep transgender girls, for example, out of locker rooms when other girls are changing. Failure to do so would be grounds for a lawsuit. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.